Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show.
Something has happened in the last...
This is unprecedented.
If I were here to see it, I wouldn't believe it. There's no way that our friend Biggie, potentially listening from his hospital bed...
No.
He wouldn't believe it.
No.
He won't believe this.
I'm sorry to keep dwelling on this. 45 minutes ago, I told you...
The pickle point heard around the world.
Yes, I said that...
The kill shot.
The kill shot. We were in Chapel Hill playing a pickleball tournament. It's a very important point. We won it. The guys we were playing, Austin and Jeremy. Austin said that an errant shot from another court took his field of vision, took his eye off of our ball. And because of that, he said, we have to replay that point, which I thought was very low and Bush League because we had won the point. And even though a ball did come in, I felt like it was a late call because my shot that won the point was well past him. Now, B.B. Shea.
B.B. Shea walked into the room and said, you're not going to believe this.
We have video of the shot.
Of the point.
Yeah.
My friend Mike Cox.
Yep.
That is his name.
Yep.
Who sent this?
Mike Cox sent this. Yeah. Yeah. Sent in the video.
Do we trust how he got this?
Mike Cox was there. Mike Cox was at that pickleball tournament.
Yeah.
Mike Cox is a friend of mine. I trust Mike Cox.
So this is without a doubt 100% the actual point because now B.B. Shea studied it. Kelly went in deep on it. I've only seen it maybe once or twice.
I still say. So the ball came in. I'd never seen the ball because the ball was behind me. Mm. It
comes
came flying in.
I assumed it had to come rolling.
I was like, Chris Dim, I thought it was coming on the floor. No, it was in the air.
I thought so too.
Basically, as soon as you were hitting the kill shot, the ball comes flying from the other court.
Yep.
So initially I was like, okay, I think he's got a case, but
who's got a case?
The other guy.
Yes. The guy who called the call. Mm. But when you hit it, he was going for the ball that you hit.
Yes.
So he knew where the ball was going. Yes. He just wasn't able to get it. So that's why I'm like, it was a bad call.
And my point is there is no way in the world he ever could have gotten that shot no matter what, because the previous shot had been left in a position where I could just put it away. Yeah. I mean, it was just a put away shot.
Yeah.
And so when he said that, I was just like, are you kidding me?
But you could see if you were, but from the ball coming in from where it drops onto the court.
Yeah.
I mean, from a higher height. So you could see perhaps both of your opponent's eyes might have been drawn to it.
You're right.
Even for an instant.
Oh, you're right. You're absolutely right. So
and it lands, 5 feet behind the diesel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But in normal game play, I would agree. And like if we were just sitting there hitting it, I would agree that he should call that because that takes your eye off what you're doing and then you can make a mistake. But the ball came in a fraction of a second after I hit the kill shot. And there's no way he could have gotten the kill shot back. It was out of his reach. So I stand by my statement. Although I did think the ball just rolled in. Because by the time I saw it, it was sitting back in the corner. I was like, it just rolled in. What is he calling, you know? So I still stand by the fact that I don't believe I would have called that. I would have said, if this had been a friendly and it happened to me, the other guys would have said, that mess you up? And I'd have said, no, there's nothing I could have done anyway. You know? Mm. But in tournament play, a lot of times you do stuff like that, you know? I stand by my decision not to touch his tip. And that's hard for me to say. It's the first time I've ever turned down a tip touch.
After reviewing the tape, I'm not mad at you.
Thank you.
I'm still on your side with this.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
When do you anticipate encountering these opponents again, Kelly?
At the Nutcracker.
Will there be Kill Shot 2.0?
There very well could be.
You want to take the tape, show it to him?
I
remember this BS call.
Well, he knows Mike Cox very well also.
Oh, does he?
He's probably seen the tape.
Yeah.
And he knows.
Has he seen Mike Cox?
Everyone's seen Mike Cox. Mike Cox is very prominent at these events.
He's everywhere.
I'll see him at the Nutcracker and possibly at the Candy Cane. Fine. I'll take it.
What about
it?
The Auld Lang Syne? Maybe Shea doesn't get the reference, but
no.
If you're of a certain age, you might.
I might see him at the Auld Lang Syne. We'll see if we're playing in that. And he'll be in all these. And the two of us, we've got beef. I mean, and I think he knows it. We've got beef.
It's fascinating to slow it down, literally frame by frame.
BB Shea did that. Forward me that video.
So I got you. I'll send it to you.
I want to study this like they studied the Zapruder film. Like at the end of JFK, he's like, frame 254, frame 256. I want that done.
The ball is back and to the left.
It was. The
back
ball was
and to the left.
Back and to the left.
And how do we know that the ball wasn't thrown on purpose?
It's possible. I don't know where
that's
it came
the babushka
from.
Lady of the whole situation.
I don't know where the ball came
from. The grassy knoll.
It's from the grassy knoll. Yes. I'm very upset about it. I can tell you that. And Chris Dim commented, and I want to thank you for this, on the sheer athleticism of everybody.
You know, I didn't want to mention it, but it is awkward to watch y'all play that sport.
I've seen herds of elephants move more gracefully. Sometimes. I mean, each one of you just lumbers to the net.
That's where you score your points.
Yeah.
You got to get in there.
Finely tuned athletes.
When I am playing, I always think I always really feel like I'm doing something athletic. And then you see it and you're like, God. I mean, the real guys who are like the pros, they really look athletic at it. And then you see yourself doing it, you're like, my God.
You know, y'all take up too much space on the court.
We're very big on the
court.
Yeah.
Like, I bet if it was a 1v1, it would look different, but you guys are just all on top of each other.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. But
were your opponents in this case? I didn't really get a good look at them. Mm-hmm. Are they average size, larger than average size?
They are not as tall as us, and they're, you know, heavier guys. Yeah. Should I say that? Oh, I shouldn't say that.
Take that, A and J.
I mean,
boy, now it's getting real ugly.
And I love that. Before this, I really liked those guys. They always beat us, and they were always really gracious about doing it. And Austin, especially, he's a tremendous player. And so when he called that, and he goes, you guys know me, you guys know
me. You're going to hate this, but
yeah,
I'm
going to
call
it. When he said, you're going to hate this, I thought, oh my God, is he going to call that as an obstruction? And he did. I was just floored by it because I really don't believe I ever would have done that. I probably would have said, he would have said, did that ball bother you? And I would have said, well, I saw it, but there's nothing I could do. That's how I would have played. I would have said, there's nothing I could do about
with money on the line.
I believe I would have, yeah. Because I'm not real alpha, you know. I don't.
No.
A lot of times, even in tournaments, if a ball's real close to being in and I'm not quite sure, I will not call it out. Even if I think it's out, I'll keep on playing it.
Yes.
Because I don't like confrontation like that.
And they know this.
And it kills the integrity of the game.
Yeah, but he would say that it bothered him, and he would say he thought he could get. I do not believe he could have reached that kill shot no matter what. I just don't. I as good as Ernie'd him. All right.
What?
Ernie?
That's an inside. That's a technical. You go around the post to Ernie somebody. Okay. Of course, you do it with your backhand. It's a Bert. How it
aren't they the two, like, ambiguously gay guys from Saturday Sesame Street?
Yeah.